Where are you now? When darkness seems to win. Where are you now? When the world is crumbling. Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child. Hey, look up, child. Hey, where are you now? When all I feel is down. Oh, where are you now? When all we are in control. Oh, I
A little faith goes a long, long way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, once again, I just want to say thank you. Just want to say thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your kindness. And God, this morning, I want to thank you for your newness of life. your newness of life. You see, the Bible says that once you've been born again, you have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. So once you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, you're supposed to have a new walk, a new talk, and a new life in Christ Jesus. And my job has always been to get you to Christ so you can begin that new life. To get you to Christ, because your new life is in Christ Jesus. And the devil will do everything possible to keep you from entering into that life. The job of the minister is to overcome and help you overcome and help you and assist you, equipping you to live in that new life, which the Bible calls that Zoe life, translated into the life of God, the good life. Now, I got some things you might want to write down and keep in mind. Last night, I prayed for quite a while with Shannon. So Shannon and I prayed together last night. And starting June the 10th, I will be doing 2 shows a month on Omega Man Radio on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for June, I'm going to do a show on the 10th, and I'm going to do a show on the 24th at 10 p.m. And it felt so good to be praying with Shannon, because we used to pray a lot together, and we will be praying a lot more as of June. Now, I'm going to be on Omega Man Radio from June all the way up to Christmas. So that means I'll be on there June, July, August, September, October, November, all the way up to Christmas. And then we'll figure out a new schedule. In addition to that, God gave me how to structure this ministry so that this ministry will go on in perpetuity even after I go home to be with Jesus. I'm not planning on it, but you know, none of us really know. But the thing is, you got to be postured for legacy. You got to be postured for life. So before the end of this month, this is what you're going to see happen. You're going to see the ministry. We've been going vertically. But you see, the cross goes vertically to God and horizontally out to the people. So starting by the end of this month, there will be a Spanish speaking and Spanish controlled ministry separate. They'll have their own channel. They're going to structure it the way based upon Spanish, Latin, Mexican culture. We already got the name. It's just a matter of working out the program and the format. In conjunction with that, we're going to have another channel And that channel, we haven't quite worked out the name, but it's going to be something like the Book of the Month Club. And on that channel, you will be able to, every month, we will be summarizing a book that will either be on salvation, that's the main key. Every book will have the main key of salvation. However, we're going to focus on soul salvation. So every month there'll be a new book, and it'll be based on salvation, healing, deliverance, and exorcisms. So every month, a new book will be summarized. It's up to you if you want to buy the book, or you could be wise, because that book will be summarized for 4 weeks. So that the Book of the Month Club, you can go there and you can see what book is being highlighted. You could buy the book, or you could just be diligent and go to the summarization, and you still have the knowledge of what's in that book. There's some other things. The TV media ministry will be flowing in conjunction with every channel that we have. Are you with me? And all these things are already in place. I just waited until God told me who was going to head them up, how they were going to head them up, and how to structure this thing. So what's happening is God is updating my business plan, my original business plan for ministry. So I gotta quickly just tweak it a little bit. And but these things I'm telling you right now already starting in June. Anybody on the chat room, I can't hear the blog talk. You understand what I'm saying? And it's all starting in June. See, June is the middle of the year, I think. Yeah, June. I'm going to be ordaining people that are heading this up, and God showed me how to do it. And then there's some other things that I intend to do, because God wants me, in the name of Jesus, to kind of be a forerunner now in effective ministry over the internet. I said effective ministry over the internet. The church is right here in Dalton. The church, I was thinking that, and then I thought about that Steve Brock song, "Let the Church Be the Church," triumphant. Let the church be the church. I haven't heard that song in a long time. So that's what's happening here. It's already in place. I told you, a fish wouldn't get caught if he didn't open his mouth. I have become a lot wiser in all of this, a lot wiser. And God did not send those angels here for no reason. Remember that angel's name was Breakthrough? Then last but not least, we're going to have, and I hear God, but I'm going to wait. I hear God right now, but I'm going to wait because I don't own those domain names yet that I hear God saying. So I'm going to buy those domain names, and then I'll announce it. So, that's what is happening on the 10th, well, on the Jesus Believers ministry, in the Jesus Believers ministry. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm really happy. A weight lifted off of me. I knew, you see, I'm working with a couple, maybe one or two people. Because God always does me like that. He'll have me work with one or two people because he's going to bring deliverance to them. And when he brings deliverance to them, he's going to open up a whole other realm. That's what you, those of you that are called to this type of ministry, that's what you have to look forward to. You have God revealing himself and manifesting himself through your life to effectively bring change in the lives of his people. I think that is awesome. Awesome. And then when you do that, because you become an instrument of blessing, you become the instrument through which his blessings flow, because you understand it ain't about you. And hear me, I mean this. It ain't about you. I've known from the day God called me, well, it ain't about me. It's never been about me. But you see, like human nature, there were times when I wanted to help God out, see, and I wanted to jump in there and do it for God. And God was sitting back at, looking at me and laughing because I brought him delight. But I was dumb to the fact that all he wants me to do is wait until he gives me the instructions and then follow his instructions because it's already done. Now, I know some of you missed that because some of you not tracking with me in the spirit this morning. You see, it was already done in heaven. It was already done in heaven when God called you and purposed you according to his plan. And, you know, in my rebellious nature and in my zeal to want to please him, thinking I know something, I did learn something. I did get an education. But there comes a time when you need to graduate, because the whole purpose of going to school is to graduate. And then the next purpose is to graduate with a higher degree and a higher degree and a higher degree. Don't you know the kingdom of God is like that? Because God instituted all of this. He's the one that initiated the plan. And then he'll give you the basic plan, and then he'll wait until you allow him to teach you how you're supposed to work the plan and how you're supposed to operate in the plan. And then he'll wait to watch and see if you could take it. Because if you could take it, he know he made you. And he know that if you could take it, he can make it through you. So I'm very happy this morning. And I'm very excited that God would use somebody that should, under worldly standards, should be a grandma somewhere sitting in a rocker chair, rocking herself to death. Not me. Not me. And prayerfully, not some of you either. Because rocking chairs are really great when you can raise up out of it, when you can sit down and rock in the rocking chair when you want to, and get up out of it and do something else when you want to for God. Post this in the chat room. Only what you do for God will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. And God can really sustain you and really bless you when you allow him to make you a blessing to his people. I told you, God told me all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. God told me that in an audible voice. So I don't try to claim nothing and nobody. You know what else God told me? He said, wear everything as a loose garment. Don't even wear no tight clothes. You might as well be happy because you can't change it. You cannot stop the flow of blessings when God is ready to bless you. Now, you got to understand, there are people in this ministry already designated for every slot I told you about. You know why? This is an equipping and teaching ministry. It's not a ministry trying to build no kingdom unto itself or no domain. Kingdom, dominion. This ministry that God has given me is the ministry of health. It's still in the Bible. Don't nobody want to help anybody these days because the devil got people so twisted up. He got people in pits and in traps. And you know the big trip, trick, lie, is you got to fight your way out the battle. That is not true. What is the truth? You got to love your way out the battle. You got to love your way through the battle. What is the battle? The battle is for souls in the kingdom of God. The battle is for kingdom reign of God on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Understand something. The finances are already in place for everything I just told you. The way has already been made. It's just now a time of implementation. Implement the plan. The strategies have already been laid down, and the enemy has already been overthrown. The only thing could stop this. Only thing that could. Remember those angels? It'd be a fool to fight against God. Only a fool would fight against God. When you fight against God, you heap coals on your own head. It's sad, but it's true. Brothers and sisters, God sent people with battles that looked like they were not going to be accomplished. And those are the people I had to come alongside of. God was going to do it for them. He didn't need me, but he knew I was equipped because I'd already overcome those things. He knew that they were going to need encouragement in the heat of the battle of faith. And he knew I'm not afraid of the devil Because the devil, if the devil has enough power to kill me, he can't kill me but once. And then I'm going to face the judgment. But I know, and I knew, and I know that I know that I know that I know that I know he don't have it. He doesn't have it. And I just came through one of the most intense trying of my faith, trying of my patience. If he been trying my faith and trying my patience, and you affiliated with this ministry in any type of way, he been trying yours too. He has been trying yours also. He ain't trying your faith to hurt you. The trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work in you, in me. God says, and this is the truth, he will share his glory with no man. In the Bible, many times God did things and he says, so that they'll know that I am the Lord your God, that I, the Lord your God, saved you, delivered you, healed you, restored you, and I sent Jesus to bless you. Yay! I don't have anything else to really say this morning. The proof of the pie is in the eating. You know what I'm seeing God do? This is so beautiful to me. I'm seeing God reunite, reconstruct, redeem families. I'm seeing God show a woman and a man, I called you forth for such a time as this. A lady called me up yesterday, and she rang the church phone. And she rang that phone so long, I got up and walked. I was on the phone with somebody else. I need to put the phone up this way, but the phone is all the way at the end of the sanctuary. So I walked down there, I picked up the phone, and she started talking. And I listened to her. I really listened to her. When you really listen, you're listening by the Spirit of God. And I said to the lady, I said, I'm going to give you the cell number. And you call me at such and such a time. Why did I say that? Because God said, listen to her. So she called me back. At the time, I asked her to call me back. And see, whenever God is getting ready to do something phenomenal, he always have a witness. He'll always have a witness there with you. And so the person that I was talking to was hearing me talk to this lady. And so the lady called me back. And the lady said, I'm not going to tell you what she said because it's her business. But to sum it up, she said, I've had this problem for 30 years. Then she had my full attention. I said, you have? I said, tell me about it. I said, but first, tell me about how you came to know Jesus. Because see, if she didn't know Jesus, if she had not known Jesus, the conversation would have been over. But I would have asked her to ask, I would like to introduce you to Jesus. But she had met Jesus as a young girl. And then she met the devil the next day Because that's how it works. And I began to listen. And the devil said to me in the middle of the conversation, he said, you know this is hopeless. And I said to the lady, I said, can you repeat what you said? Because the devil interrupted her conversation and said, you know this is hopeless. I said, tell me again. And she told me again. I said, I'm going to help you. I said, God wants me to help you. I didn't even tell her that the devil had broken in the middle of our conversation and tried to intimidate me. I knew then God wanted me to help that lady because she said, I've been to over 40 deliverance ministers. She said, my church can't help me. They tried. God told me her problem. Told me how to get her started right then and there. I said, I'm going to help you. I said, but now this is not going to be easy. I'm going to tell you that right now. I said, and you're going to have to follow my instructions. I'm going to tell you that right now. And if you add something to it or take something away from it, it ain't going to work for you. I said, but after being tormented for 30 years, I know you're ready to be free. And I also know because I heard from God that once you get free, you're going to give the devil a black eye in both eyes. She laughed. Her laughter sounded good, like a medicine to my ears. It felt good. I said, now this is what I want you to start doing right now. I said, I will talk with you tomorrow about this same time. She said, oh, well, can we do it every day? I said, look here. I can't commit to doing nothing every day with nobody. When I have the time, I'm going to try to set it aside to help you. But I'm not committing to no every day nothing because I don't have every day. I don't even know when you have every day. So when we can, we will meet and I will help you. But understand this, I'm not committing to no every day nothing. What am I trying to tell you this morning? Some of you ain't never committed to nobody. Some of you ain't never been loyal to nobody, but I'm going to tell you something. Until you get committed to God and until you can become loyal, if you don't know what it means, get you a dictionary and start looking these words up. I know they're foreign to some of you. As a matter of fact, a long time ago, I know some of you remember, I asked you to buy you a dictionary. I asked you to buy you two different translations of the Bible. And I asked you to bring them out when we're together. As a matter of fact, there was a time I asked some of you don't know about this because you ain't been here long enough. I had you go buy a new pen so that God could give you the gift of a ready writer. Who remembers that in the chat room? Jessica, do you remember that? Gosh. Jennifer R., I do, and Jessica, yes. Miranda, do you remember that? Mary, yes. Are you still writing with those same pens? If you're not, go buy you a new pen. Go buy you a good pen. A good pen. See, I love paper, and I write with a fountain pen most of the time. Cause I started writing with a fountain pen long, long years ago. And I still do because I can flow with it. As a matter of fact, I rarely write cursive. I print almost everything. So I can read it. You write, Greg, and a Strong's Concordance. But even if you don't have, it's better to have your own because you can mark in it. I am giving you a college course, and all you got to do is take it. I'm teaching you on a college level. Am I not, Nadia? And I'm teaching it. You think this is easy. It's not. I got to teach you on a college level through basic knowledge and teach it where you can comprehend it on an eighth grade reading level. You think that's easy? It's not easy. God knew some of you hadn't been to college, so he wants you to get it at the same level, which really puts you above a lot of people. That's what I was charged with doing. And you know what? I did it, and it works. Jessica just wrote, yes, ma'am. You teach us how to learn. I came out here this morning. I don't have on no glasses. That's why I'm, and I ain't have nothing written because I knew the Holy Ghost was going to flow this morning. Freed, filled, and flowing. Fighting like a knight. And going from victim to victory. See, somebody got to stand up and declare to the world that every Christian ain't sick. We might have had demons, but we overcame. Every Christian ain't poor. You're not supposed to be. You're the head and not the tail. But some of you got way too comfortable being the tail. It's a wonderful day, but it is a new day. And you have entered into newness of life. So why you want to drag your feet and stay behind? God did not create you to be behind. He didn't. When he created Adam and then, you know, pulled Eve out of Adam and placed her beside Adam, they were it, and they were in the front because there wasn't nobody else yet. And then there will always be spirits are subject unto you, teaching you how to have spiritual dominion. And I'm not behind either. I'm right on time. I'm right on time. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, doing right what I'm supposed to be doing right now, living in the now. I don't care what has happened, good, bad, or indifferent in the past, because I can't go back and straighten that out. But you know what? We can start from where we are now and go forward in Christ to where we have to go. I'm going to get somebody to teach you some basic financial stuff, to teach you a little bit about real estate, a little about stocks and bonds. It'll be there, but it'll still be your responsibility to click on and get it. So what am I doing? You're going to have to learn how to multitask. You're going to have to learn how to use that gray matter that sits in between your two ears. I've been sitting, I've been watching, I've been doing a little bit, but it's over. You either catch up, get in step, be left behind, or be recycled. Those are army terms. That's how the army do you. But you can't hold anybody else back. You can't do that. If you want to hold yourself back, that's your business. But nobody else is going to be dragging with you. And I really don't want to see you dragging. You see, that's the way that you really become bulletproof. And I know you can do it because I did it. Well, Erica, what you mean you did it? We got the same Holy Ghost. We got the same Holy Ghost.
I used to live like I was under attack, dodging nails from my past. I have no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward.
Oh, Oh,
Pretty poor man.
Thank you.
remember, God said, fight like a knight. And as I began to look that thing up, a knight armor was the king's finest. And the king took his finest to fight against what was considered his finest, so that the king, when he knighted you, you had to be knighted by the king. You were considered par excellence. Fight like a knight.